Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the first rebranded episode, the Hot Take Podcast, or the Hot Take. Welcome. We're happy to be now branching off into more sports other than just baseball, and hope you enjoy the ride from the way out with more sports. Today we're looking at a few different topics. We're looking at some fantasy stuff, surprises and disappointments, a couple of different players that we all looked at. So get ready for your fantasy team. Take a look at these guys maybe. And then we're moving in to do some where Patrick Laine should fit, correct? And then we're moving into the MLB free agent, the hot stove for MLB, because it's looking pretty fun. So yeah, we'll maybe toss it over there to Caleb to lead us off.
Alrighty, so we'll start with our fantasy disappointments, and I'm gonna start with the guy. Been like all right, but he's not what he's supposed to be. It's Kirill Kaprizov. This season he's almost at a point per game. He's 2 points from a point per game player, but not scoring is my biggest concern with him. He's at 5 goals, which is on pace for 24 goals, which is a career low for him. He's on the Wild are really sus right now. He's a 20th ranked winger, but he should be in that top five range, but just not scoring any goals at all. It's been tough, but I think he could be potentially buy low if someone's had enough of him. But
yeah, you could catch him in some more shallower leagues potentially, maybe even if you're in a newer league too, and guys aren't super as familiar with how good he should be.
Like he should be a damn near 50 goal scorer, and he's pretty much on pace to do half of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And last season I made the big splash in our fantasy league for him. And last year he was pretty good. But this season, he still looked 15 points in 17 games, that's pretty good. But we're talking about a guy like Kaprizov where you should expect at least 10 goals by now.
I agree. Oh. Well, maybe I'll hop into my next one. I definitely fully agree with that on Kaprizov, and I'm kind of going in more similar direction. And it's been, I'll go with my first is Tage Thompson. It's been a tough start for him. Only he's got 6 goals, so one more goal than Kaprizov, and then 6 assists, which is 4 less assists than Kaprizov this season. Coming off his season that he had last year was a huge season. Maybe not a top guy, kind of like Kaprizov, top five guy, but he would definitely be probably top 10 at least. Yeah. And then obviously he's injured right now too, which is unfortunate, but not the ideal start to the season that you wanted to see him coming off of last season.
Buffalo in general, it's been a rough start there.
True. Cousins
kind of garbage.
Darlene's been good, but not as good as he was last year again either.
It's all year that Buffalo, I'm pretty sure that Tage Thompson's bread and butter was the power play. And even when he was playing, they were bottom, probably at least bottom five in power play this year, which is a team like Buffalo who has a lot of firepower needs that power play to kind of lead them.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, Thompson, when I started the season, I did expect him to, I was expecting a decline in goals. Cause I think last year, I said this before, he had 10 goals in 2 games.
Yeah.
He had 2 5 goal games. If you take those away, he's a 30. And of course, both happening against me in fantasy. But whatever.
Just a classic.
I kind of don't like that guy.
yep.
Nothing worse than seeing Tage Thompson when.
5 goals.
Actually, the best Tage Thompson's always playing me in fantasy.
Yeah, that's true. Every time. Honestly, every time I've played you, he kind of lights it up.
Yeah, it's typical.
Really. he hasn't had like an amazing game this season yet, but the one time I played you so far, he had like 2 goals and an assist in that one one game.
It's usual. It's typical.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Bryson, what do you got for your disappointment?
All right, my first fantasy disappointment is going to make Caleb very happy, but it's got to be Trevor Zegras.
As soon as you said that, I knew you were going to say Zegras.
Yeah. I like,
thought about it too.
He was so, like, he's injured now. He's on the IR, so that's just made it even worse. But in the 12 games he did play, he had 2 points, skating a -4.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where, like, it's not like Anaheim has been terrible either. Like, they've had
but
some.
But when Anaheim, like, when he was playing, Anaheim was actually good. It was just a weird.
Yeah, like, other guys, like, McTavish has played really well.
Yeah, McTavish has actually been really good.
He's a point-per-game player.
Yeah, so, like, other young guys have stepped up, but he just, And I don't know if maybe this injury was something that was lingering or if there's an explanation, but he was someone that coming into the season, I didn't know if he was ever going to be like a 100-point guy. Like, I don't know if he ever had that in him, but I definitely expect him to be a 60, 70-point guy. And he just, he came out flat and never really recovered and then got hurt. So still I know he was a mid-round pick for a lot of people. So,
that contract he signed, everyone was like, holy, that's a cheap contract. Now it's looking like a little bit of an overpay. Management in Anaheim is pretty smart.
I guess, you can kind of call your shot, and maybe if you think he's going to, once he's healthy, he'll bounce back. You can maybe get him low, buy low right now, but it's kind of tough after that slow start to see him turning it around that much. So we'll see what happens, but definitely disappointing.
Yeah.
All right, and then going into my second disappointment, it's a guy I've in a keeper league, I keep him every year because I'm waiting for this breakout year like he was when he was young, Patrick Laine.
Just hoping.
Every year I just say, oh, this is going to be a 40-goal season. But nope. This year I didn't like the moving him to center because I feel like Laine is too slow to be a center and not that great defensively.
Yeah.
But he's at 10 games this year, 3 goals, 1 assist, 4 points.
Yeah.
Like, what is he on pace for? Like 30, is that what, 32 points he's on pace for? Yeah. Yeah, 32 points he's on pace for, which is not good for a guy like Laine.
Yeah.
I always said with him, it's just he can't stay healthy, and he's hurt this year. He was hurt this year for a bit. He was scratched. The last 2 seasons, he scored on a 30-goal pace.
Yeah.
And I thought this would be the year, but with Johnny Gaudreau being ass now, that whole team is not that great. I think it's most likely – well, actually, I don't think Laine will get moved because I don't think a team's going to want his cap hit.
Yeah.
And I kind of watched a bit of the game. They're not utilizing his strengths.
Mm.
Like, he should be playing a similar role as Ovechkin when he was in his prime. Like, he should be the one taking the shots on the power play because he's a natural goal scorer. Like, he has a nice shot like he was in Winnipeg. He just hasn't been the same since he left Winnipeg.
Tough.
Yeah. Like, but I hope he gets out of Columbus, and I hope goes to a team that can utilize him.
Definitely.
What do you got for your second disappointment there, Chase?
I think it's
McDavid.
Actually, that's a good one. I did think about him, but I was looking at maybe Svechnikov. I know it's been an injury started season, but 10 games played now without a goal still is kind of tough. I know Bryson can speak a little bit more on that. It's your boy, but he's one of those top guys as well. So just hasn't have a goal yet, but I don't know how's
Carolina. Yeah, he's Carolina's the whole season has been kind of all over the place just because of injuries. Like,
yeah,
I know when we did our prediction episode, a lot of us, me and Caleb, had definitely mentioned Carolina's cup contenders, and then they kind of started slow, and now we've lost Freddie Anderson for who knows how long. So that's tough. But yeah, Svetch, I think, is going to, he would be someone that has definitely been disappointing, but you know, cause you didn't, your expectations weren't super high cause he was injured, but you still expected when he came back that he would be more effective than he has been. So I think he's someone who will get back into it. I think, you know, I would say if you're 30 games in and he's still struggling like this, then I'd probably be a little more panicked.
Yeah.
But he's definitely, yeah, definitely a disappointing comeback so far.
I should have just said the Oilers in general.
Yeah. Somehow they actually, always, they let their fans down every year, and then the next year they find a new way to disappoint them.
Man, that's been tragic.
Actually, going back to the Line A, do you know how much I like Line A? Could have had Quinn Hughes for him, but I didn't want to give up Line A last year.
Oof. Yeah, I'm so glad you didn't take that deal.
Yeah, tragic.
Yeah. Alrighty, Brayson, who's your last disappointment?
My last disappointment's another young guy who had high expectations, who hasn't really met them so far, and that's Matty Beniers.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been terrible. He does have 10 points, but it's 10 points in 21 games.
Yeah.
And he's skating a minus 14 right now. So that's tough.
Not ideal.
Yeah. And like you said, like 10 points isn't terrible, but for a guy like Beniers, who a lot of people are expecting to be a point per game kind of player.
Yeah.
It's been a disappointing season thus far. I mean, Seattle in general hasn't been really great, but they haven't been horrible, you know what I mean? So it shouldn't be that bad for Beniers.
Yeah, especially coming off the season he had last year.
If it was similar to Zegras, where it's just like expectations were a little too high just because he's a young guy and everyone thinks, you know, the young guys are going to be the next ones to
be McDavid,
be big, and sometimes it takes longer than we expect, but the expectations he had going into the season have definitely not been met.
Yeah. All right, switching over.
All right, so
to the positive side.
To the positives, okay. I'll
bring up the vibes now.
I'll just say my two, and then you do your next two, and then we'll just do two at once. You know. Okay. So my first surprise is my guy Brock freaking Besser. This year this is kind of what we expected from him 5 years ago or whatever. So, gosh. Probably 6 years ago now since his rookie season. He's off to a hot start, 13 goals, 9 assists in 20 games. Mm-hmm. It's on pace for 53 goals, 37 assists, 90 points, which would all be a career high for him. He seems to be fitting well with the line with, I think he plays with Miller and DiGiuseppe. To be fair, he did have 4 goals in one game, but he's kind of filling in that Horvat role, like, Horvat had a lot of garbage goals, and that's what Besser's been this year. And plays on the power play, and I think the Canucks are going to be a team that they're going to score goals. So I think Besser's a good guy to have. But honestly, I have him also as a sell high right now candidate while he's hot, because I do think he will come back down to earth. So I think you sell him while he's hot.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And then my second guy. I got, after watching the Canucks get blitzed by the Avalanche, I'm going to say Valerie Nichushkin is my second surprise.
Fair.
So far this season, 18 games played, 8 goals, 9 assists, 17 points. It's on pace for 36 goals, 41 points. But that's under a point per game. But last 8 games, I believe, Avalanche moved Drouin down and put him on the first line. I don't watch Avalanche, so I'm just assuming. 8 games on that line, 7 goals, 4 assists, 11 points.
There you go.
So, and I also have him as a, I think in not so deep league, ESPN, I think he's rostered 66%. So I think he's a guy that I think you can get for cheap or even on the waiver wire.
Rostered 67.2.
Yeah. Like, that's not much for a guy like him. Oh. I think you're going to get, if he continues playing that first line.
Well, he's
every time, every he's time he's, what was that?
Sorry. He's already
go.
Up.
You go.
He's up 16.6% right now.
Yeah, so get him now. Well, because he's going to probably be, within the next 2 weeks, I wouldn't be surprised to see him 85% rostered.
Yep.
OK, because that Avalanche first line, that's all they got.
Yeah, fair enough.
Alrighty, that's you're up, Chase.
I think my first one, I'd have to go maybe Kyle Connor. I know they knew that he was going to be – he's been solid for Winnipeg, but he's been 14 goals, 8 assists. He's leading the league with Matthews for goals scored. Skating minus 6, which is tough, but kind of typical for Winnipeg. But I think he's been really solid, and I personally didn't see him being that good. I didn't think he'd be leading the league in goals by any means. And then I wasn't entirely sure, so I kind of thought maybe I would go with Nylander again, a guy that was supposed to be good and coming into a contract year here, is really showing it, getting a higher contract for himself, kind of like Judge.
Yeah, yeah, Leafs screwed that one up. It's like the Canucks with Pedersen. Should have signed him while he could have gotten for $9 million. Now you get to pay him 12.
Yeah. So looking at 12 goals, 15 assists, plus 2. And in his last 5 games, he's got 6 goals and 5 assists. So he's flying. So yeah, he's flying in the last little bit. So he's even picking it up as we're speaking. So kind of a guy that, again, would be good, but not as good as he is right now. So been a really good surprise.
I think he leads. He's actually a pain in my ass because it's like I have Matthews and Marner on my team, and it's like, oh, Leaf scored. Oh, must be probably good chance Matthews or Marner. Yeah. Well, it's always Nylander and Tavares, and I don't have those two. Even though Matthews has been pretty good for me.
Yeah, 14 goals won't hurt.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Shabby.
Yep.
Ready, Brayson? What do you got?
My two. My first one is a bit of a homer pick, but it's going to be Seth Jarvis. Not that anyone thought he was going to be a nobody by any means. I got high hopes for him too, but he's already at he's got 15 points in 18 games. And for fantasy too, he's really good because he throws the body. He's got 27 hits. So he likes to throw the body. So if you're in a league that counts hits, that's really added. It adds points to his stats.
Such an underrated stat.
Yeah, it's underrated. It gives you those little bit of extra points.
It's good to have those guys that have 0 points, but yet zero goals or assists. And you'll see they have like 3 or 4 fantasy points just off hits and block shots. Yeah.
Block shots, penalty minutes.
Yeah, and he's also under 50% roster in ESPN, so he's available in a lot of leagues. So
yeah.
I know in our scoring format, he's averaging 5 fantasy points a game, so that's pretty solid.
Yeah,
I don't know if our league is similar to others. I'm not too sure.
It seems it's fairly close. Like it's not standard scoring, but it's I'd say it's pretty close, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a bit of a homer pick, but I have him on my team, and he's someone who, I always am looking at, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's always giving, like, positive points regardless of if he scores a goal or not, which is a big part of fantasy is just not getting negative points from people.
I have a lot of guys that'll get negative points for me.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
They'll either drop 20 or 20 points or minus 5 or, no, minus 0.5.
Yeah, it's like so either like no in between. Wilson.
He's got 37 penalty minutes.
Who?
Yeah.
Tom Wilson.
Oh, I have to drop Tom Wilson.
He's only got 4 goals, 5 assists, minus 2, but he's got 37 penalty minutes, and so like, he's just kind of a grinder. He's kind of put up a few hits and penalty minutes.
Yeah. My second surprise is kind of he's not doing necessarily as hot in the points department, but it's Pavel Mintikov for Mintyukov. I don't know how you say his name, from Anaheim.
Yeah.
Rookie defenseman.
Chatting about him with someone here like a couple weeks ago, being not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, for an 18 or 19-year-old, he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, for sure. 1 goal, 10 assists.
He's a rookie defenseman. That's
and he's solid. Getting power play time too because Drysdale's out. So like he's been taking advantage of his opportunities. So
take that for sure.
I think he's a guy that no one really knew. Again, like rookies, you never really know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Could be anything. You know, you could end up with him or you could end up with like a Kent Johnson who gets sent down. Yeah. Right? It's like a guy that you thought was gonna be good but doesn't. So he was a good surprise for Anaheim, I think. And so yeah, he's been a pleasant surprise for me. I have him in another league, not our ESPN league, but yes. He's been solid.
For sure.
Jonathan Drouin, MVP.
Yeah. Only when he plays the Canucks.
Legit worst case scenario for our hockey group chat happened last night.
Yeah.
Alrighty, literally. So we're gonna move on to
fine, eh?
I guess we could fit this into one. So free agent predictions in the MLB. Actually, we'll start with where do we think Patrick Kane lands?
Okay, my bad. I said line at the
start. Yeah, I was gonna say something, but I was like, yeah.
Well, ignore that at the start.
Well, so today the Leafs, I'm gonna go Toronto. I think it just makes sense because today they placed Klingberg on the LTIR, which creates like I saw $4.5 million in cap space. So I think it's bound to happen. I think he'll fit. I don't know if he'll play on the first line. There is a hole there because Bertuzzi hasn't been the greatest, but I think Toronto is, I think, the perfect landing spot for him. So I think they have the cap space because I don't think, honestly, I think Kane's probably going to get $3 million maybe. Like, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
It shouldn't cost much because we're already a quarter way through the season, damn near.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And it's sneaking up.
Yeah. And I think my Buffalo is, I think, going to be the runner-up, his hometown team.
Right.
It makes a lot of sense, but I think Buffalo's trending in the wrong direction. I think he wants to go to a contender. And then I also was reading an article about potentially the Rangers, but I think the Rangers are too good right now. You don't want to tinker with that lineup. Because you have Lafreniere finally breaking out. He could have been a fantasy surprise too.
Honestly, as he was on my radar for one of the most fantasy surprises.
And I was actually going to
– Avish.
I was hoping Wizard would join.
Tough.
But I was going to say, I was like, I don't know why the Canucks haven't picked up the phone for Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
Because I've said since the start of the year, I think defense now because of injuries, but a gaping hole on this team, I think, is a winger beside – Besser and JT Miller.
Yeah, gotcha.
But I just thought it was like, makes sense, but I think probably not. I don't know what their cap space looks like. So I'm going to just go Toronto. They just freed up $4 million.
All right. All right. I'm not too familiar in the sweepstakes for Kane, but as I'm reading this article right here on ESPN, I've seen Buffalo, Florida, Rangers and Red Wings are among contenders.
Oof, the Leafs aren't even on there.
Yeah, I don't see them on there. But definitely not saying that's out. That's just my two cents off reading this one article. So that's as much as I know, basically.
Yeah, I've been leaning Red Wings are the ones that I want is the place I want him to go. I really like the Red Wings this year. I just like their team. I think they're a good young team, a fun young team. So I think he would be a good veteran presence for them. And they could use some improvement on their wings. Like, obviously, they have DeBrincat. He's been playing really well. But having, like, Larkin, DeBrincat, and Kane would be a pretty nasty line. And, you know, like, they have, like, David Perron and some other guys. But I think it would be a fun landing spot for him. I think the Red Wings are a pretty solid team, but sleeper team, my favorite dark horse this year. So not just personally where I'd like to see him, but I think Toronto and Florida are probably the two most likely, especially if he wants to win. He's looking to win. Yeah. I guess going back to the Rangers too is always potential, but like you said, they got a lot of guys to play there.
Run it back.
Yeah.
I don't even think he wasn't that good in the Rangers anyways.
No. Well, I've got him on my IR in our ESPN league, so I hope he goes somewhere good where he gets playing time.
gets sent to Leafs, and then you trade him to me for an arm and a leg.
Yeah. Make you pay premium.
Alrighty, so another thing that's heating up, and it's that time of the year for us baseball fans.
Oh, baby.
It's MLB free agency.
Mm-hmm. One of the best
best times of the year, baby. And it's pretty solid draft class this year. Or yeah. Not draft class, free agency class.
Yeah.
So how do you want to do this? Should I just list off and then we all say just – I think we all just say which team we think and then we'll talk about it after?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll – you guys got the list that I sent you, right?
Yeah. You want me to go 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
We'll go 10 to 1. You want to say them, Chase?
Yeah, all right. We got Jorge Soler, Matt Chapman, J.D. Martinez, Jordan Montgomery, Josiah Gray, Josh Hader, Cody Bellinger.
What? This isn't the list I sent you. It's Sonny Gray, not Josiah Gray.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just saw Gray, and I don't know why I thought Josiah Gray, because I said Josiah Gray, and I was like, man, that guy's...
Honestly, I want you to say it, because I don't know how to pronounce the one guy's name.
Cody Bellinger, Blake Snell, and I don't know his first name, Yamamoto.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Gotcha, yeah. And then everybody's favorite, Shohei Ohtani.
All right, say we go 10 to 1.
Yeah, I'm fine with 10 to 1.
Okay. Say the guy, and we'll all say who we think.
All right, we got Jorge Soler to fire it up out of the gate. Jorge Soler.
All righty. I have Jorge Soler going to my Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
I think he's going to mainly, I think he's going to flip flop with Springer as a designated hitter and right fielder. And Blue Jays need a power bat. So that's why Jorge Soler is a perfect fit.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I'm not too super invested in kind of where Soler goes. I think Miami honestly could use him if they re-signed him in the outfield, and then as well as kind of having a power bat, because they got some, like, with the rise, they got good contact there. But I don't know, does Miami really have any power bats in their lineup?
Oh, who's that guy? Was it
Jake Berger?
Jake Berger, yeah.
Jake Berger.
Jakey Bergs.
I think the Marlins, I think they're going to make a run at Teoscar Hernandez or J.D. Martinez.
Okay. That's what I'm thinking is another guy, if they don't get Soler, J.D. Martinez would be, I think, a good fit.
I originally had him going to the D-backs when I first was thinking about it, but then the D-backs acquired Suarez because I thought we needed a power bat too.
Yeah.
So then I shifted and I started thinking, and I could see him landing a similar deal that kind of like Jose Abreu got with the Astros. But I could see him going to the Mets. I think like they DFA'd Danny Vogelback. So I think they could use, you know, like having, you know, Pete Alonso and him as a couple power bats in the lineup, I think would be a solid addition.
Nice. Matty Chapman up next.
Ooh.
I'll go last.
Okay. Matt Chapman. See, there's a couple guys on that list that I'd like the Yankees to look at. And defensively wise, I wouldn't mind seeing Matt Chapman at third. But at the same time, I like Peraza as an option for third as well. So it's kind of tough. And then as well as DJ at third. So I kind of like the idea of having Chapman at third because he'd be solid defensively. Would like to see his bat get a little bit more active than it was the last 2 years that he's been with Toronto. Is it 2 years with Toronto now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One good month.
One good month. The first month of the season last year. So I'd like to see the Yankees look at him, but there's other guys that we'd rather have over him. And other than that, who needs a, I haven't, I'm actually sure who does need a third base. Reunite with Oakland.
Well, with what money?
Go to Vegas.
No, you said the Vegas money now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Toss it over to you, Bryce. What do you think?
I was thinking, when I was looking at teams that need a third baseman, the one that stood out to me was the Chicago Cubs. Because they don't really have anyone at third base. And I think the Cubs are a team that's like pretty, they're pushing at this point. I think they could push for playoffs. I mean, they were on they're basically on the cusp this year. And I think with a couple additions, they could definitely make the push. The only thing is I don't know if there's now rumors that they're trading for Bo. Those have surfaced.
Yes. Yeah. That's cap.
But so I don't know if they would do both of those things, but I mean, they don't play the same position, but so I don't know. But yeah, I noticed the Cubs don't really have like Patrick Wisdom's. I don't know what you like. I would rather have Chapman, I think.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be an upgrade for them, but
yeah.
I agree. Yeah. The Yankees were another team that crossed my mind too.
Chapman and Bo reunite in Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, as I said before, hey, if you go to the Cubs, if you give us Dansby, Seiya Suzuki, and Pete Crow Armstrong, I'd dabble in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's a solid return if you could.
It's going to have to be a pretty good return.
Oh, absolutely.
Alrighty, like, so.
Hitting 300 plus consistently.
It pains me to say it as a Blue Jay fan.
Yep.
But I think Matt Chapman is sadly going to stay in Toronto.
Yep. Gotcha.
I think the management's going to make a huge mistake because Chapman's good defensively, but I really want to see a full season of Espinal / Biggio playing third. I just want to see how it goes. And if it doesn't go well,
you can think
up, call up Barger, Burger, yep. whatever his name is. Addison. And yeah, I think Blue Jays make a huge mistake throwing money at him.
Yeah.
I think I'd prefer, you know, he's on our list. I'd prefer Jaime Candelario because you have that switch hitting bat. Because Chapman had one good month.
You really did only have one good
month. And the thing with Espinal was the only one who showed up to play in the postseason. And he was a pinch hitter. And he went like 2 for 3. Only one that did anything. Yeah, so yeah, I would say finalists. I would say if there's been a lot between Matt Chapman and the Giants as a fit. But I'm going to say he sticks in Toronto, sadly.
Yeah. All right. JD Martinez then.
I have JD going staying put and staying with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I could see
it. And you'll hear my reason why in a little bit.
All right.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
I think there's a couple teams that could use, like I said, the Marlins could use them. And then, yeah, but Dodgers, I think, are solid as well. Potentially with Ron Washington, maybe over there in the other part of the city, over at the Angels, maybe if they're trying to look to fill a bat with Ohtani leaving, I think they could probably get him fairly cheap. So the Angels could use a bat and kind of a veteran presence.
I think they estimated Martinez is going to make $20 million on a 1-year deal.
Higher than I would have thought.
Well, he had a good year, so.
Did he have? Yeah, I actually didn't really pay attention to him this past season.
Yeah, he was a lot better than the year before with his stats wise.
Yeah, for sure. What do you say?
Yeah, this one was a tough one for me. I'm thinking it's got to be a team that's obviously competitive this year. I could also see him going to the Angels. Another team that I was thinking of potentially maybe going to was the Mariners.
Okay.
Just because, yeah, they have like Cal Raleigh, but they're losing Teoscar most likely. So they do need a kind of a strong power bat in that lineup. Julio is obviously capable of it, but you know, he's also a guy who makes good contact, whereas JD's is always kind of hitting for the fences. So yeah, I could see him going to Seattle too. I think that would be a decent fit, DH for them, but
definitely. There we go. All right, Caleb.
Who do we got next?
We got Jordan Montgomery up next.
Oh shit, Montgomery's on the list? Oh.
Yep.
Damn. I didn't list him. I think he stays in Texas.
Yeah. I think would be a really good fit for Texas to re-sign him, especially with DeGrom being whatever he's being. and then just the season he had. I know I've seen a lot of people talk about him coming back to the Yankees, mostly from Yankees people, but I don't know how much I like that, just because he kind of came over from St. Louis, was it? Came over from St. Louis to the Yankees? And then
I think it was the other way around, wasn't it?
Went from went from Yankees to St. Louis.
Because you got Bader.
Where did he come from to the Yankees?
Then,
I think he was always St. Louis, wasn't he? Not too sure.
I can't remember.
I think he was with the Cardinals for a long time, I'm pretty sure.
So he came from the Cardinals to the Yankees?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That's what I thought.
He was with the Yankees for quite a bit.
He was with the Yankees
for I don't know.
A little bit, not too long.
He wasn't with the Cardinals for that long. Jeez.
I think he was with the Yankees. I don't know.
Is he with the Yankees for a while?
I don't think super long, a couple seasons. Two?
We'll have to look it up.
Either way, he was kind of solid at times. But I think it's a kind of a place where you don't want to go back to, because I don't see it being as good. And I think he kind of found his place in Texas. I think he winning a ring's not bad. So I think he personally probably wants to stay.
He was drafted by the Yankees, and he was there from 2017 to 2022 is when he got traded.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Oh, so he's pretty young still, eh?
Just lost him.
Yeah, he's only 30.
Oh.
Which is, for a pitcher, is not bad.
Maybe I had Sonny Gray in my head coming over from...
Sonny Gray was in a lot of places.
Yeah,
I got that
background.
All right, who's...
My prediction for him is this is a good classic new San Francisco Giants written all over it. Mm. They love paying pitchers.
Ross Stripling,
Alex Wood, Alex Cobb. Like they'll sign anyone to a 12-year average.
They love signing guys right
12,
away.
12 million a year, like no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, they were smart by letting Rodon go.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's been
painful. Yeah, so who's next? I can see him going to the Giants.
Who's next, Chase?
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna stick where he is, and I think he stays in Minnesota.
Okay.
And I've heard what was the team? I think he was linked to the Cardinals, but I think he ends up staying in Minnesota.
Gotcha.
I think Minnesota will throw the bag at him.
Yeah, Sonny's another one where it's kind of the same thing. I don't know if I want to reunite with Sonny. I personally don't think he wants to. I don't think he really enjoyed his time.
Do many people enjoy their time with the Yankees?
but I know from interviews that he said that he didn't like the way he was managed in New York, so I don't really think he would want to go back to there. But I'm seeing potential fits are Braves, Cards, and Twins, obviously with the Twins right now. He found success last year for sure, again with the Twins, which was nice to see. So I'm not entirely sure. I'm not too sold on wherever he'll go.
So the team I think he'll probably I'm leaning towards is the Braves, because I think the Braves are going to sign up. Like they've been making a lot of moves to clear some cap space. I think they want to add someone to the rotation. So I think he's one of the targets. I also could see him, like the Diamondbacks, maybe making a run at him. Because we desperately need starters.
Of course.
we needed pitching badly.
He'd be pretty filthy with the Braves, though, like with Fried.
We'll give you Kikuchi and you give us Moreno.
No, I want Kikuchi and Brios.
Actually, the Jays potentially moving Kikuchi.
Okay.
Alrighty, who do we got next, Chase?
My favorite relief guy, Josh Hader.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. I have an absolute balding hot take here.
Okay.
Actually, should I go last if I have a balding hot take?
Yeah, let's do it.
Burning hot take. Okay, you guys go first then.
Okay. Do I think this is going to happen? No, but this is one of the top guys that I would love the Yankees to go get.
Oh, that's new. According to Chase, the Yankees are signing all 10 of these guys.
No, I was saying they shouldn't sign some of them. But I would love to see some more consistency in the bullpen for New York. Definitely. Like, it's just been a revolving door of closers, really. Mid-relief has been pretty good, but I'd really like to see them sign Hader. I don't think it's going to happen. I think there's a lot of Soto talk right now, but.
That's fair. So, I think he's going to go to Texas.
Okay.
I think that's where he's going to go. I think that's like the one area they don't really have.
Take over
Roldis. Yeah, I don't think they're going to run it back with the rule. I mean, maybe they will, but if they could get Hader, I think they would go for Hader. So.
It'd be a good play to move a Roldis out and then bring in elite closer. Like,
yeah, Hader. I mean, just make a World Series team even better.
Like, honestly, though. And then especially if you could get, like, another pitcher in that rotation. Who are we talking?
Yeah, like, if you get a Sonny Gray or a Montgomery.
Yeah,
like, bring back Montgomery.
Even if the Rangers sign Sonny Gray, too. Like, if they sign, they re-sign Montgomery and then Hader, get a couple pitchers on the staff.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so my team, I have linked to Josh Hader. Why don't you guys take a guess? So, made the playoffs, young team, and they lost their closer.
Sorry, say it again.
The Orioles?
Yep, Baltimore Orioles. That's and Josh Hader is from Maryland. So, he goes home, replaces Felix Bautista, and bolsters that bullpen in Baltimore.
Baltimore would look really good with that. If Baltimore could get one more pitcher, too, honestly, if Baltimore signed Montgomery or Sonny Gray.
They need to sign a big name.
Yeah.
They have to. Really,
they should go for Blake Snell.
Blake Snell would be huge for Baltimore. Actually, maybe that's what I'm going to do with Blake Snell.
Alrighty, so I guess we may as well do Blake Snell next. Or no, I guess, yeah, let's do Blake Snell then. I'll go first since you guys are fiddling with it.
Bellinger's next on the list, unless you want to do Snell before.
We may as well do Snell now because we're talking about him.
Good call.
Snellzilla. I have Blake Snell going to the Braves.
Man, that'd be huge.
This point of season, I think they lose Fried and Morton are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I read an article that the Braves are expected to increase payroll, and I think they're going to get their guy in Blake Snell.
Well, not to mention they have all their stars signed to such good contracts that they have more money to spend.
Yeah, I think Atlanta Braves, and I'm going to lock it in. It's going to happen.
Yeah, all right. I'd like to see I probably wouldn't like to see it, but for Baltimore's sake, like signing a guy like Blake Snell would be really good. I don't know if I really see Baltimore really doing much in the free agency, though, but that would be a big fit for them, especially with his season that he had, if he can continue it. Because last year, the only thing that kind of scares me with Snell is the possibility of what was not this past season, but the season before, where it was pretty dicey. But
Blake Snell, he walks a lot of batters, but he also strikes them out.
Yeah, fair enough. But Snell with the Braves, with Snell, Reed, Strider, Who's their last two?
Yeah, they'll probably sign a couple other guys.
Yeah. Would look good.
My guess is one of the teams that I think it's gonna kinda I think it's gonna come down to where the Yamamoto guy ends up. But I think if this team strikes out on that end, I think Snell could end up with the Dodgers. Yeah. I could see him. There, that's just like, you know, how many years does Kershaw have left? Yeah. They lost Lance Lynn, they lost Urias. So
yeah.
So they definitely need him to bring in an arm. So I think they're going to be one of the teams in on Yamamoto for sure. But
yeah.
I think Snell's another option for them as well.
Yeah. I'd 100% see the Dodgers doing that. I think Dodgers are going to go after someone else. Heaping pile of Cortado.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger.
Cody B.
I'll go last.
Okay. Bryson, I want you to go first. I want to hear you.
Me? Okay. Cody Bellinger. What a comeback.
Absolutely.
So from what I've read, the Cubs made him a qualifying offer, so they'll cost a draft pick, I believe, if you want to sign him.
Yeah.
So that kind of narrows it down for me. But realistically, I could see, and this isn't like to make you guys feel good, but the Yankees and the Blue Jays are probably the two places that make the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Obviously, Toronto, you know, needing help off of their bats. Their offense was pretty bad, especially the back half of the year. They just couldn't seem to score a run. So I think adding a guy like Bellinger is, you know, obviously he's had his ups and downs, but looks like he's kind of gotten back on track. So that's a huge bat they got to the lineup. And Yankees, I think too, yeah, just need, obviously, like the Harrison Bader experiment hasn't gone super well. So I think bringing in at least an outfielder who can hit is like not as much of a liability at the plate, I think would be a big addition for them. Yeah. But if I had to pick between the two, I could see – I think Toronto's going to try and make a splash because I think they know their fans are not happy right now. So I think they're going to try to make some big moves to create some excitement going into the new year. So I'm going to go with the Jays.
Yeah. I think I'll add on that. I think overall he'll probably end up going back to the Cubs. That change of scenery for him was huge, apparently. I think that he'll accept probably an offer. If not counter offer, then they'll accept. I don't know. But I think with all the talk of that I've heard the Yankees going after Soto, I like the idea of having Soto. I don't like everybody that we're going to have to give up to get him. And I think signing Cody would be a much better option to fill in the outfield. That's in place of what they want Soto to do. So I'd like to see that happen, but yeah, Cubs probably overall, especially with like Bowers and like Bryson said with the Bader situation, and then Jake Bowers is now, I think someone signed him, correct? Yeah, he's out of New York, but yeah, I'd like to see that.
All right, so my prediction for Cody Bellinger. Oh baby, he's gonna be a Yankee.
Oh, yeah,
I think the Jays have buffoons running the franchise, and I don't think they're gonna have the balls to sign him. I don't think their big splash is gonna be they're gonna sign Chapman to a long term deal. I think the left-handed swing of Bellinger is perfect for Yankee Stadium, and I can't wait till he signs in New York and torments the Blue Jays for 5-10 years.
I can't wait. All right, we're moving on to two then. Yoshinobu Yamamoto coming over from Japan. 25 years old, just turned 25.
I think the betting favorite was the Mets, and I also think he is a perfect match for the Mets. So I think he did say he wants to play with someone from wherever he's from, and I think he'll pair up with Kodai Senga.
Oh, okay. I was going with Okay. Oh, I didn't know it was any. I was going along the same routes as playing with someone that he's from, but I was going with someone else named Shohei. And I think if we're gonna jump ahead, I might. I don't know if I'll let Bryson go. You go first.
Okay, I was had the same thought process. So my pick was the Red Sox because he played with Yamashita. And the Red Sox, yeah, they need pitching. Their rotation's a bit of a mess, and they have the money to go out and offer it to him, and they can say, hey, you get to play with Yoshida. So yeah. I picked the Red Sox.
Okay, so we all went different routes, but same kind of idea. So then I will. I said Dodgers is my take.
Yeah.
I'll explain. Let's move over to number one, Shohei Ohtani.
So I'm guessing you have him going to the Dodgers.
I have Ohtani going to the Dodgers. I think that they're gonna really lock it in, make a huge statement, and lock in Ohtani and be like, hey, play on the best team in the in baseball, as well as with the best player in baseball to Yamamoto. So I think the Dodgers lock in Ohtani and Yamamoto.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. My Ohtani prediction is a curveball, and I don't know if I really fully believe, but I just think it'd be fun. And it'd be funny because I hate the Dodgers, so he's going to go to the Giants. San Fran, still in the West Coast.
Yep.
Gets to play.
He could team up with Judge. Oh, wait.
Yeah. And after the Judge debacle last offseason, I think the Giants fans have suffered. So I think they're going to try and get Ohtani there, and he's going to be hitting bomb nukes into the harbor.
Honestly, that would be pretty sick to watch him just hitting to McCovey Cove all the time.
Yeah, Barry Bonds 2.0.
Yeah. I mean, he loves right field.
He does.
Alrighty, yeah, so I get
the curveball.
So Ohtani came out and said he's going to let teams decide if they want to make that they're going made an offer to Ohtani public and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So my team is the team that I picked has been very, very quiet.
Okay.
I have Ohtani signing a big extension in Oakland.
Oh.
No, just kidding. I have Ohtani going to the LA Angels. Okay. I think he's gonna stay put.
Oh yeah, interesting. Okay.
They're quiet. I think I feel like there's gonna be a big splash. So I'm just picturing him. I just cannot imagine him in any other jersey.
I know it's tough. It really is.
It's like when McDavid becomes a free agent. It's like it'll be so hard to imagine him being on any other team.
Honestly, the big guy to pay.
I might even throw a couple bucks on it for Ohtani.
Double down.
Yeah.
Be on the Angels because it's like, I think it's like plus 1,000. So like, I'll put a couple bucks on that one.
It can't hurt.
Couple hundred bucks. I think. Honestly, I might be the first person to say it. I think he is going to stay put in.
All right.
Anaheim.
Okay.
He's going to stick with Trout. Stick through it, through the rough.
Just continue right to be – miss the playoffs.
Ride out your whole career and never play one playoff game.
Yeah.
Well, I want to add one player that it was missed on everybody's radar. And that one player – is Mr. Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
I know he's in talks with MLB teams. His agent's chatting.
I think he's gonna go to a crappy team.
Yeah. Whoever gets him is gonna get him cheap.
Yeah, so I think I could see him like team like Colorado or team like maybe even St. Louis.
Yeah.
Just trying to think. He kind of seems to me as a Tampa Bay Ray kind of guy.
Tampa could use him, honestly.
A cheap arm that he'll probably want to Cy Young with them.
They don't like spending money, so.
Like yeah. You can get a cheap option there.
I think he comes this season though. I'm more than
he's innocent.
I'm more than 50% confident he'll be in MLB. More confident he'll be in MLB than back in Japan.
I think he should be.
I agree. Well, especially with the season he had in Japan too. Like he's an all-star. I'm not sure what else other awards he won, but I know he had a good season.
Yeah. I would like to see the D-backs bring him back.
It'd be a good fit.
I remember Trevor Bauer was on the D-backs in MLB 2K13.
Yeah. Bring it back.
The good old days.
The good old days. All right. Well, good couple segments there we had for sure. And
a little diversity.
Yeah, a little diversity, and we'll keep trying to pump out some more episodes more frequently. I know we said that last
time. Aiming for once a week.
Aim for once a week, I think. Yeah, I agree. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one.
Deuces.
Peace.